Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Mofford. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herb Mofford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Landis steals third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Martin steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford hits a line drive towards the mound. Donovan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lawler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lawler. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Mofford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Martin steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is 0-for-1 in the game. Mofford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Donovan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to third. Billy Heft now pitching. Al Smith pinch runs for Don Mueller. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Esposito scores. Smith moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Billy Heft. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Coot Veal. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.